I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. This weekend marks the 65th anniversary of the Normandy landings, D-Day. It was on June 6, 1944, that more than 150,000 Allied troops poured onto the beaches of occupied France. Thousands of U.S., British, and Canadian soldiers died that day. But the Allied victory marked a turning point in the war. Saturday's ceremony will honor the event. French President Nicolas Sarkozy will be there, so will President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. But Britain's Queen Elizabeth II will not, and that's caused a bit of an international stir. You see, the Queen is the only living head of state who served in the Second World War. She was a driver in the Auxiliary Territorial Service, based in Britain. Anyway, the stories about her absence this weekend have ebbed and flowed. The Queen wasn't invited to Normandy, that was one, and it was technically true, though France denies it meant to snub her. Another story, the Queen was annoyed at being excluded. Buckingham Palace denies that one. And another story, Sarkozy wanted the Obama limelight for himself. Well, today things moved on a bit. It seems there will be British royalty in attendance, only it won't be the Queen, it'll be Prince Charles. That appears to be the end of the matter. Perhaps now the focus will be on those other attendees, you know, the veterans of D-Day.